Have you ever gotten upset? Your feelings are hurt, just people have rubbed you the wrong way, and you want to phone a friend just to vent. Today, we're going to talk about why not to do that and what to do instead.
Do you have a not so perfect life? I mean, we may look like we have it all together, but the truth is we all have stuff. Unbroken provides a brave space where we women can take off the mask, share our secret struggles, and our secrets to success. Unbroken, doing life better together.
Have you ever been upset? You were ticked off, somebody made you mad, which, by the way, someone can't make you mad. We have a choice on how we're going to handle it. I know y'all hate hearing that first thing in the morning. But seriously, have there been times when you've been upset, you've been angry, you've been sad, and you wanted to phone a friend? Well, today, why not to do that? And what we can do instead. Hi, I'm Janae. I am an entrepreneur, a wife, a mom. I do love me some Jesus. I do television, which, by the way, we have a new show, Unbroken with Janae, coming out in August. So you'll want to tune into that. But today, I'm curious how many of us, I say us because this happened to me over the weekend, have had things happen and our first instinct is to go to a girlfriend. Over the weekend, I got my feathers really ruffled. And why and who, none of that matters. But in that moment, I couldn't wait to phone a friend so that I could just, quote unquote, vent. And for me, there have been times when I felt like venting was a healthy thing. I mean, I'm an extrovert. I just need to talk through it. And while those may be reasons to phone a friend, there are also reasons not to phone a friend. For example, if I'm talking about a situation with another human, then if I phone a friend, I'm kind of gossiping, right? And then the second thing is if it involves another human who I'm close to, which probably if it can get under my skin, that probably means it's someone close to me, then I don't need to be going to another human to address the situation that caused hurt. I need to be going to that person. But oftentimes I know that for me, I can say, well, you know what? I really need to process this. I have a coach. I can call my coach. I really need to talk through it. I just need to vent. And while those things may seem healthy, today I want to suggest a different approach for all of us, and that is wait. And I've got a little acronym for wait. If you are feeling a little prickly about a situation, someone's hurt your feelings, you're mad, you're upset, the W stands for the first thing I want us to do is figure out why. So over the weekend, somebody had kind of hurt my feelings. And when I looked at why was I upset, I felt upset because I didn't feel seen and heard. So I took a minute to say, wait, why am I upset? And then the A, assess your part. So in that situation, I had looked at, you know, I don't feel valued. I don't feel seen. I don't feel heard. And then I tried to assess my part. Well, the truth is sometimes I put a guard up around my heart. Why? Because I have been hurt in the past. I'm being completely vulnerable with you all here. But when I assessed it, I'm like, you know what? My part is that I have put a little bit of a wall up. Maybe this person who didn't, you know, in that moment, validate my feelings, help me feel seen and heard. When I assessed my part, part of that was because that individual doesn't know the depths of what I'm going through, what I've been working on. because I haven't allowed them into my heart. That has nothing to do with them. That is all on me. And I realize that when we get prickly and we assess our part, that's hard. I don't know about you, but sometimes I am really good at pointing out everything the other person did wrong, but it is harder for me to go, hey, let me assess my part in this situation. So assess our part. Then the third step, the I, look at the intention. So many times I think we assume the wrong intention. When something happens, instead of giving grace and assuming the best and that there must be something else going on, have you ever been like me and assumed the worst? But what would happen if we assumed the best intention? So for example, in this situation, I looked at the W, why? I was upset. I was upset because I didn't feel seen and heard. I assessed my part. Well, the truth is my walls have been up. When I looked at their intentions, and we can't ever know anyone's intentions, it is not our place to judge the heart, and it is always appropriate to assume the best intentions. Does that mean sometimes you'll get burned? Absolutely. And does that mean that when we assume good intentions, guess what? We might even help call someone to their greatness by assuming the best intentions. So in this situation over the weekend, when I shifted my perspective of assuming good intentions, it helped me to go, you know what? Perhaps this person doesn't understand the importance of what or that I feel about what I'm doing. So I try to assume the best intentions. And then the T, talk to God. In this situation that I described over the weekend, I mentioned that my first response was to phone a friend. My second response was to go to Google. Okay, Google may have some practical tips for me. I told you, I love Jesus. And yet, talking to God is not always my go-to, being completely real with you here. And yet, when I allowed myself this weekend to look at the why, assess my part, assume good intentions, and then talk to God, now in this process, I still have not talked to anyone yet. That's not to say that I won't. But by going through this process, it really helped me get in a much better state. And when I talked to God, what that looked like for me over the weekend was I got out my Bible. I love Proverbs. Proverbs is a great book for those of you who, like me, who are not theologians. We are simply people who know God and love Jesus and want to do better. Proverbs is a great book. You can open it up to the day of the week. So yesterday was the 10th or the 9th. So I opened it up to Proverbs 9 and just read God's word, trying to hear something that might resonate with my situation. And then I journal. Again, this is just a process that works for me. There is no one right way to talk to God. Sometimes I go for a walk and I just talk to God. I need to listen more. But when you are going through a tough situation, when something hits you the wrong way, I'm going to encourage all of us, and maybe I'm saying this for myself today, but to wait. You've heard me say, pause and pray. I wanted to give some more meat on the bone about some tangible things, because I know you type A women, we need to be doing something with our feelings. And so look at why you got prickly, assess your part. The I, intentions, assume they have good intentions. And the T, talk to God or your higher power, whatever that looks like for you. I know that for me, the attitude of a tough situation will more than anything determine its outcome. So when I assume the best in people, when I wait to address things, the outcome is always different than if I had hit it head on. I had addressed the situation in the moment when I wanted to, and I had sought the Lord hoping to handle it differently. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Do I always follow this four-step process? No. However, I believe that if we don't know where we're going, any road will get us there. And that's why today I wanted to provide some framework for when we've been hurt, wait. Wait to talk to girls, wait to talk to Google, wait to even talk to your spouse until we have followed this simple four-step process. Switching gears. At the beginning of this podcast, I mentioned that we've got a new television series coming out. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it will be airing on Mondays at 2 p.m. starting August 21st. It's designed to be a place where we do life better together. It's kind of got a fun Ellen meets Oprah vibe, and it's hosted by yours truly. So tune into that. And if today you got anything from this podcast, we would love for you to share it with a friend. And also, we want to hear from you, info@JanaeHill or @RealJanaeHill on social media. And for those of you who reached out after last week's podcast, thank you. We appreciate it. I personally read everything that comes in, so I really appreciate your feedback and taking time to share how this has blessed you. Make it a great day. Remember, wait to address things, because what we would do in the moment is often different than what we'll do after we wait.